Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray producing and engineering our show on the other side of the glass. But even if he was on this side of the glass, he'd be doing a great job. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. Mid-August already, huh? Middle of August, Monday, August 15th, 2016. Really no escape this time of year, is there, from the heat and humidity. Our good friend Rosemary Brand is back in the Big Apple. She's in New York City, and she has remarked about the humidity. Well, you know, we do say it's a dry heat out here in Tucson. Even our humidity in the monsoon season isn't as bad as that kind of back east humidity. So I guess it's all relative, right? The Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040 for your calls, comments, questions, whatever. We invite you to become a friend of the Buckmaster Show. There's still space for you. Love to have you on our Facebook page. And we also do Twitter at Buckmaster Show. It's time for our Monday political face-off. Commentators John Munger, Tucson attorney, former president of the Arizona Board of Regents, 2010 Republican candidate for Arizona governor. And Vince Robigo is with us. Vince, longtime Democratic Party activist, former Arizona Attorney General candidate and head of the Hispanic Caucus for the Democratic Party of Pima County. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at Moe's Gallery. com. Vince and John, good to see you, gentlemen.
Good to see you both.
Good to see both of you.
Vince and John, I want to begin by acknowledging the passing of Marion Lupu, the founder, really had the driving force of Pima County Council on Aging, really created that agency and made it a model for senior people across the country. She passed away yesterday.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. That's the first I've heard. She was a great lady, and she did wonderful things.
She did, and I was proud to call her a friend, as did many here in the community. And she just gave so much of herself, and if she couldn't help you, she had the biggest Rolodex, and she would just get on that thing, and she would start making calls immediately to help you resolve some issue or another, and just was really, 200% all in to help the community in so many ways. So it's a real loss for Tucson, and certainly for her family, including her daughter Celeste and Joey.
And Joey, Dancing in the Streets.
Yeah, the Dancing in the Streets nonprofit that's just done tremendous work in the community. So my heart and our thoughts and prayers go out to them and her passing.
May I share a quick story with Marion here before we get into the face-off? On the TV side, she would come into the TV studio over at Channel 6, and she was known, as you know, for wearing two sets of glasses up on top of her head right there in her hairdo. And, on TV, the lights would kind of reflect there, and, you know, we made an exception every time. There was one person that could keep their glasses on the top of her head, and that was Marion Lupu. Just a real institution here in town.
She'll definitely be missed. And she's one of those people that you can definitively say that there will be no one else like her.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Community. Yeah, that's true. John Munger, let's begin with what has the media, anyways, characterizing as a very tough time for Donald Trump. Is the campaign faltering right now?
Oh, no. It's interesting. The media is always behind the information curve. If you look at the polling last Thursday and Friday, Hillary's lead of the prior week has been collapsing.
Wow.
There's a poll out by a Los Angeles Times, University of Southern California, that shows nationally, and of course we vote by state, but nationally she's up by 1 point, according to them. And the next day there was a Rasmussen poll showing that she's up by 3. Now that's a major change. She had been up somewhere between 6 and 9 points the prior week. So it's interesting, while the media has latched onto the polls that came out last week, the week prior to this last week, and talked about that all week and how Trump was collapsing, that's not what the polling is showing. It's also showing the polling tightening up in a number of states. And it's interesting how they report these things. They say, oh, Trump's in trouble in Utah. He's ahead by 9 points in Utah, or 12. Mm. I think it's 12. You know, the media has a message that they're trying to talk about, and they're not talking about, they're about a week behind on their information curve. The race is really tight, and it's tightening even more so. And it was tightening last week while the press and the media was telling us that Trump was falling farther and farther behind. It's just the polls don't bear that out.
Hmm.
You know, I haven't looked at these latest polls that John is talking about. But my perspective is that he's having an enormous difficulty maintaining any sort of a coherent message or vision for America. He keeps sinking lower and lower into the depths with you know, outrageous comments that then he tries to walk back.
Talking about President Obama being the founder of ISIS.
Well, he was the founder of ISIS.
No, you know, that kind of sort of outrageous hyperbole is just, you know what, if we're going to say that, then you might as well say that President Lincoln founded the KKK, that Ike founded the Nazis, and that the Tucson Fire Department founded the fire on Mount Lemmon.
No.
That's basically the logic that
is
being presented by apologists for someone who is just so far out there to say he founded ISIS. That's just outrageous.
This is just the media picking and choosing. A year or so ago, Hillary Clinton came out and said Donald Trump is the prime recruiter for ISIS. Now, we didn't have – that's just baloney. It's no different than Trump saying Obama was the founder of ISIS. She said it. She said, he's the main recruiter for ISIS. That's just an untrue statement. The point is the public understands what Trump was saying. Trump was saying that but for the – creation of the vacuum in Iraq by Obama and Clinton, we wouldn't have had ISIS. The public understands that. Now, you know, the media wants to play these semantic games. That's fine.
But they were taking what he literally said.
Well, but you
take...
And then
he did walk that back and say it was sarcasm.
Okay, but the point is, Bill, that people understood what he was saying. Even the media understood what he was saying. I mean,
majority did not, John, and do not.
Then they're stupid.
Well, then if you want to call the American people stupid, you can say that all day long.
I think that the public understood perfectly well what he was saying. They understood perfectly well what Hillary Clinton was saying. Unfortunately, the media decided not to beat up on Hillary Clinton because they make those choices when she said that he was the prime recruiter. That was no more of an outrageous statement than what Trump said. The point is, the public understands the point he was making. And, you know, the press and the Democrats can talk about things like that, but the public gets it. And that's why the polls are tightening.
Why not just, though, be specific when Mr. Trump's? Why does he have to speak in this kind of, like, roundabout?
Look. Donald Trump does a couple of things.
Okay.
One is he understands that if he says something, he gets press.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been very successful in getting that press. There's a lot of people that understand what he was saying and like what he was saying. Even to the point of the black community, the polls are showing he's drawing 20% of the blacks. Now, in the last election, Romney drew something like 4% of the blacks. So there are things happening in the demographics out there The people just aren't. You haven't heard that statistic before,
no,
but
I have
that's
not.
What.
That's
but
that's the
what the
I've
polls.
Heard of that, yeah.
That's what the polls show.
Hmm. So, what poll are you referring to, John?
The Rasmussen poll.
Hmm.
So. It's very interesting. Somebody, I heard a young man talking on a radio show today, and he said something very interesting. He said the reason the establishment and the Democrats don't like what Trump's saying is because he's in effect talking about immediate action. And our politicians, they don't want immediate action. Oh, we got to do everything so slow. Oh, we got to be so thoughtful. Well, this country, from my point of view, and from the point of view of the conservatives out there, is in so much trouble. We don't want to sit around and jawbone about it. We want action. And Trump is talking in terms of current action. He's not hedging and saying, well, we need to create a committee about this. And, oh, we need to have a commission. He's saying, this is what we need to do. And the media isn't used to that. They aren't used to an action kind of guy.
Hmm.
You know, the polls, let me just add this. I know you've got to go to a break here in a second. But, you know, I was just reading about this Siena Research poll that has Hillary Clinton beating Trump by 57-27 if it was one-on-one. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking at just the support amongst Republicans, that he's losing support amongst home state Republicans. And so, like, if it was a third, you know, if it was just him, if you're counting just Republican votes, you're looking at 52% only would vote for Trump and 24% of Republicans at this moment, this early in the race, would be supporting Hillary. And those numbers go down if you include third-party candidates.
All I can tell you, Vince, is that there's a creation of a new realignment in party politics across this country. Yes, some of the old-style establishment Republicans are going to turn away from Trump, but a whole lot of blue-collar union people and people who've never voted before or have voted Democrat and are tired of it want this kind of action leader.
All right, we'll take a pause right there. It is the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Back with Vince Robigo and John Munger right after this.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control is announcing they now have pigeon services with a pigeon poem. Pigeons procreate prodigiously, producing up to 8 progeny per year. Perching precariously, they plaster half their weight in poop per day. Poop collects, creating a problem with parasites and pestilence. Employ Five Star Pest Control's pigeon trapping and exclusion program, and you will be pleased. Whew, getting through that was way harder than you might think. Call Five Star at 886-0045 and visit fivestartermite.com.
We know what bugs you.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back. It is our Monday Political Face-Off. If you would like to join in the conversation and enhance our conversation, 790-2040. Vince Robigo is here and John Munger, our Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. John has been talking, Vince, about the polls tightening up. Well, what's going on? I mean, Hillary Clinton has presented her the way she would do business. She believes that she's the candidate, obviously would have, I say obviously, she has the most governmental experience, let's put it like that.
Which is not what we need. It's the last thing we need is more insiders, more of the same.
You know, when it comes to running our great country, I don't have any problem with someone with experience with government running government. What we've seen, and we've seen it far too long, is for anti-government folks to get in and say, you keep saying government's a problem, government's a problem. Then they get in and they destroy what we have going that's good. And so I don't have any problem who has the chops and has the foreign policy experience. Speaking of Trump, for example, he goes over and I think he was in Wales and he was saying that they supported Brexit, which was actually not the case. And he wasn't even sure which country he was in later. And so here's someone who has zero understanding of world affairs, says he gets his information from the Sunday talk shows. And that's what gives him his information. And people are going to be making these decisions, and these horse race polls really at the end of the day aren't going to matter, because the final litmus test in this race is going to be who is temperamentally fit and qualified to be president and run these United States and keep us from going into a nuclear war, or someone who's going to be unfit, super thin-skinned, so much so that you can set him off at a little tweet, and he's going to be one finger away from the nuclear red button. That's going to be the decision.
Is he unstable, John, do you think?
Oh, no. Look, this guy, you don't get to be unstable. You can't be unstable and accomplish what he's accomplished. You can't be unstable and raise the kind of children that this guy has raised, who are premier children. They're just wonderful. This guy is a very accomplished individual, clearly very, very bright. The last thing we need is another government type to just do more of the same, more Obama, more big government, more tax, more spend, more regulations. That's what Hillary Clinton's about. And she comes, she says, oh yeah, I've had all these positions. Great, you've had a position. What the hell have you done with it? What has she ever accomplished? She herself can't name anything she's ever accomplished. What she's accomplished is a disaster in Syria, a disaster in Libya, a disaster in Iraq, a disaster with Russia. She's a complete failure in the international arena. She has accomplished absolutely nothing. And on her watch, the entire Middle East has fallen apart. And we are left with that problem to solve. We have terrorism all over the world because of her foreign policy incompetence.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you brought up. Let me I'll start, you know, because you have quite a list of things you're putting out there. But let me just start by saying, I heard you say Russia. And what is amazing to me that you would even bring up Russia is the fact that Donald Trump speaks accolades of this Russian dictator, Vladimir Putin, and his own campaign manager, Paul Manafort, was essentially and still is working in the Ukraine. And when the dictator in the Ukraine, Yanukovych, fled, where did he flee? He fled to Russia. And just today, we're hearing about the secret off-the-book ledgers with Trump's campaign manager with these secret amounts of millions and millions of dollars of money that was being looted, that are ledgers showing that these payments were to go to Trump's campaign manager. So if you want to talk about foreign policy and you want to essentially hire somebody who's going to basically be the best friend, a Putin puppet for this great United States of America, and the Republicans want to back somebody who's going to cozy up and hug Vladimir Putin, then your Republican Party, frankly, is going to lose so much respect across the field that there will probably be a splitting, and I believe the GOP will essentially split and divide and cease to exist. Because if you're going to back Vladimir Putin over the United States and have your campaign manager with these ties to Russia and encouraging Russians to hack and get involved in
you
these
no
democratic...
You have no evidence.
He said that.
No, he didn't.
Donald Trump said
if you have it, and it's turning out they do have it, if you have it, please release
There's
it.
No question he was encouraging to
no,
hacking.
He wasn't.
Said it. Look
he,
it up. Look
he
it
was
up.
Saying, if you have it, please release it. And they are releasing it.
That's not
it.
All he said,
and
John.
Let's go back to Hillary Clinton and the Russians. Hillary Clinton was the one that said, oh, we need to make the Russians our friends. She was the one that came in, we're going to push the reset button. They're going to be our big buddies. And incidentally, I don't have a problem with that concept. Why do we always have to treat the Russians as enemies? We have some things in common with the Russians. They don't always have to be. Everything the Russians do is not wrong. Now, let me finish.
Oh, go ahead, Don.
But you talk about friends with Russia.
Of your past positions on this very show.
They pushed the reset button. What did they immediately do? They withdrew our missile defense line from Poland to make Putin happy. So all of a sudden, the United States withdraws its entire curtain of missiles from Poland. Why? To make Putin happy. What have they done in terms of the Crimea to stop Putin in the Crimea? Zero.
So you want,
zero.
Us, to, you want us to engage in a war now?
No. What I'm saying is, don't be accusing Trump of being pro-Russian.
He
when
is.
It's in
He's
fact,
pro-Putin.
Well, what
do
I'm
you
saying,
expect?
You don't need to hate the Russians for everything they do. And what he said is, we need to attempt to work with them where we can. Hillary attempted to work with them so much so that she was withdrawing our line of missiles to defend Eastern Europe through NATO, withdraw that, give up the Middle East to the Russians, let Crimea go. You talk about Russian friendly. That's Obama and Hillary Clinton. You know.
All right.
Go ahead.
Let's see if we can take this call real quickly. Cynthia is with us. Hey, Cynthia.
Hi. Thank you. I'll try to be quick.
Please.
Just gonna say, the national media has joined forces with the Clinton campaign in an all-out attempt to delegitimize Trump, because they know that's the only way they can carry Hillary into the White House.
That's right. That is absolutely correct. They have even said on television that, and I've heard him say this personally, that they are no longer going to abide by journalistic ethics because this election is too important. I have actually heard them on television where a surrogate for Trump is attempting to speak, and they have said, "You can't say that on our station." You, and they just shout over him and will not let the Trump person be heard. I've heard that on CNN, MSNBC.
You want to talk about delegitimizing when you have Trump saying that the only way he loses in a state is if it's rigged, and it's so guaranteed that he knows he's going to win. Therefore, if he loses, it's rigged. That is delegitimizing somebody. That is delegitimizing our democratic process.
The media deserves to be delegitimized, you know, because they are not legitimate.
You know what? That is just such a
unfounded statement.
Blame the fact
they are
on
all in for
I'll
Hillary
what,
Clinton it's, to the point where they're say, ignoring. Journalistic ethics.
It is like saying this: Trump is upset because people are reporting his comments. Now, during the crowded Republican primary, when he would say outrageous things and get all kinds of coverage and suck the air out of the room, he had no problem with them reporting his accurate statements. And despite the ridiculousness and the outrage of outrageous things he would say, but now that it's serious and it's a one-on-one race, and he's still making these ridiculous, outrageous, un-American statements, and they report it, and then he gets blowback. Now he's upset.
Yeah, well,
that is not delegitimate. That is Trump, and what you see is what you get.
Gentlemen, we have to go. Thank you very much. John Munger, Vince Robigo, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. They're also on Facebook. Mo believes in good political discussions, and that's what we try to do here on the Monday Political Face-Off. We'll be right back with our scam alert from the Better Business Bureau right after this. The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm a passionate traveler visiting more than 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 5 airlines flying to 18 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Dive into the culture section with the latest on the arts. Book reviews from Rebecca Guthrie. What movies are hot or not from Bob Garver. Eric Peters brings his unique point of view with his auto reviews. Check out where you could vacation regardless of the season. It is culture news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Tuesday, we'll meet Pima Library's writer-in-residence, plus Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner, has our Tuesday Moneymaker Report happening on Buckmaster, noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI, with worldwide live listening, podcasts, and archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. It's time for our monthly interview segment that features the monthly Scam Alert presented by the Better Business Bureau of Tucson and Southern Arizona. We're welcoming a new addition to the team at the BBB. She is the new communications manager, Suzanne Miller. Suzanne, good to see you. Congratulations on this position.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Well, I think that they made the right choice because you've got a lot of communication experience, and that's what's needed, certainly, that kind of thing for the Better Business Bureau, because the Better Business Bureau, when it comes to trust, people trust what you all do.
Yes.
I mean, that's kind of what, when you think of BBB, you think of trust. And when people get, when they need somebody to turn to, they turn to the BBB. And a lot of times they're confused because people figure, well, I've got storm damage on my roof. There's been flooding. I had some driveway issues myself from that big storm last Tuesday. So There's landscaping issues. There's car issues. What about the whole issue of bad weather and how to make a decision on who you're going to call?
Well, that's part of, you know, a big element of why we are wanting consumers and businesses to work with the Better Business Bureau, is because we want to create an ethical, you know, place where consumers and businesses go to trust one another. And with the bad weather, well, as you know, it brings us a sense of urgency to the decision-making process for most people. And if you've put off repairing your roof, or you have the fallen trees or the weedy yards or the damaged driveways, mm-hmm. or the flood damage, you may be in a hurry to get those things fixed. However, when people get in a hurry, they sometimes make bad decisions. So here are some things that we would love for listeners to be careful of, mainly high-pressure sales, especially with people going door-to-door. They see the monsoons coming, and they see opportunity, you know?
So a knock on the door from someone that's trying to sell, hey, you know, maybe your roof needs some work, and maybe the roof didn't really need some repairs, but somebody coming to your door is going to say, I can take care of whatever problem you've got.
Exactly. But, you know, you don't know if they're a true contractor. They're just knocking on the doors, taking advantage of people. So you want to make sure that they're legitimate, you know. Make sure that you really make some phone calls before you're reactive to door-to-door pitches or sales calls on the phone. Never feel forced. Just say that over again. Never feel forced to make a hasty decision or choose an unknown contractor.
You know, when it comes to people who do come to the door, there's a couple of things that we should tell listeners to be careful about. First of all, are they a legitimate person working for a business?
I mean, right.
Perhaps do they have a uniform on? Do they have a name tag? Do they have a vehicle that represents their business? If you're suspicious, probably it'd be a good idea to maybe even take down the vehicle license plate number.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. See if they have a logo on their truck. Is there contact information on there? Does their cards have contact information? Something that you can do to follow up on the business. And if that makes them nervous by saying, how do I make sure that you're legit? What's your contractor's license number? And
If they run to the vehicle and jump in the vehicle and take
right.
off, I think you've got a red flag there, right?
But you've done your job in making sure that you're protecting yourself, asking the right questions, and that's what we just really want to make sure that people are doing, is really taking the time to listen to what they're saying and not being reactive to what they're telling them the problem is.
And Suzanne, if people are in a hurry, they want a quick fix. Unfortunately, they may go with just one bid, one estimate. It's probably best to get three, correct?
Absolutely. Always. Well, most of the time you don't know what a good price is.
Right.
So one, getting multiple bids allows you to really get a good feel as to what's the correct amount, what's legitimate, and be very wary of low estimates. You can be set up for a bait and switch tactic, and you don't want that happening. So, yeah, that's definitely important, and I appreciate you asking for that, because BBB has a service where consumers can get a quote from accredited businesses. So that there again, we talk about the trust. If you go to tucson.bbb.org, there is a get a quote button on the lower left side of the homepage. Consumers can use this to request a quote, and you actually get multiple quotes from the entire industry.
Wow. Just hit get a quote button, and then you're in business. What about paying for the job in advance and getting a written contract? Those seem to be very important issues.
They are critical. Be wary of any contractor who demands full or half payment up front. Insist that payments be made to the company, not an individual. That would be a red flag for you. And always pay by credit card. If possible, because you may have additional protection by doing that. And as far as the contract is concerned, always get a written contract. You want something to confirm what the contract is specifically doing for you. Specify the price, the work to be done, who will do it, the amount of liability insurance coverage maintained by the contractor, and really define the time frame. This is important in addition to, get a copy of the current certificate of insurance and license of the contractor. The signed document protects you.
And if the company hopefully has the Better Business Bureau seal, that's a step in the right direction, correct?
Of course.
So lots of things to think about if you're if you need some work done after the monsoon season. It was interesting that Consumer Reports did a big article about kind of the changing demographics, and they were talking about how that changing demographics, Suzanne, is affecting the whole scams.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm thrilled you saw that posted on our website. The article really was eye-opening, because it really said that, get ready for this, that it's millennials who are actually more susceptible to scams than anyone else. And in millennials, they're well-educated. They consider themselves to be savvy consumers. But you really just need to make sure that you're doing your part, because everyone is vulnerable, and the millennials, they're afflicted, according to the white paper, with the so-called optimism bias that makes them feel invulnerable and causes them not to take safety precautions. So in this study that was done by the BBB was really something that was took a long time to do. They did a lot of research. They have numbers. And this is not something they made up. This was a paper that they feel like was really important to show that millennials have a tendency to ignore warnings and other advice that could prevent them from being targets of scams.
And that's so against contrary. We think of the seniors as the only age group that needs to be worrying about scams. But according to this report, the millennials, with their what the report calls this optimism bias, also could be very vulnerable to losing money to a scam.
Yeah. And, seniors are hit by scams.
Oh, yeah.
Hit hard by scams, to the tune of about about $3 billion per year.
Mm-hmm.
But the survey conducted of more than 2,000 adults found that those between the ages of 18 and 24 were more than three times as likely as seniors to not recognize a scam. And then ages 25 to 34 were more likely to report losing money to a scam. No one's safe. You got to take, you know, precautions.
They talked about a counterfeit check scam as a real popular one. Real quickly, what is that? What was the bottom line to that? And
well,
how can you protect yourself from something like this?
That's a really good example, especially for that age demographic, like a fake secret shopper job that, mm-hmm. you know, really appeals to the younger demographic,
right?
Where a company will send them a $7,000 check and instruct them to use the money to purchase computer software or other items. Then with their debit card, wire some money like $6,000 back to them through a U.S. supplier company. Soon after, they find that the company's check is fake. Then they owe the bank $6,000 because they don't have enough money in their account to cover the cost.
So don't get too excited about a new job that
looks
really encouraging. I make $7,000 by just sitting home and basically clipping coupons or something. I mean,
too good to be true.
Yeah, too good to be true, the old adage. So really, no matter how savvy you think you are, don't assume that you cannot be ripped off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No one is invulnerable.
And the Scam Tracker is a wonderful resource at tucson.bbb.org. You can track what's going on in the scam area.
Yeah, absolutely. You can look it up. And, you know, there could be multiple scams out there. Just because it's one scam, there's multiple companies that are doing it. They're smart. They know what they're, you know, doing. They're sophisticated consumers are not safe, so definitely check it out.
Wonderful information, Suzanne. Thank you very much. There's a mixer coming up that we want to tell the listeners about. It's this week.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, we have a mixer at Barrio Brewing Company this Thursday at 5:30. Everyone is welcome. It's going to be a great time. So come on out, and if you want the details and you want to register, go to the tucson.bbb.org.
And bring plenty of business cards.
Absolutely. It's really a great event.
Suzanne, thank you very much. Congratulations on your new position as communications manager at the BBB. They made the right decision.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. 12:46. On this Monday afternoon on the Buckmaster Show, we'll be right back. Tucson's got a birthday this week. Ken Scoville, our historian, will tell us all about it next.
This is our house. It's the place where Arizona football lives. It's where the game is bigger, better, and live. Grab your friends, wear the colors, and cheer on the Wildcats while enjoying fireworks, food, and football action. Choose the games that fit your schedule. Many plans provide a great value starting at $46 for your choice of three games. Get your seats today. Call 621-CATS or visit OurHouseAZ.com. It's my house. It's your house. It's our house.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe.
Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your health care by taking your medicines safely.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with businesses they trust. Hi, this is Alan Schultz with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, here to remind you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week. Are you accredited? To apply today, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to start with trust.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an Amma Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Welcome back. This portion of Buckmaster presented by Green Things. Oh my goodness, so many beautiful things at Green Things on 13 acres, 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Their website has the full listing of their wonderful workshops and the topics on Saturday and Sunday. It's a different topic each day, 10 a.m. Those are free workshops. Go to greenthingsaz.com. All right, let's go now on the live line. Ken Scoville is one of the two dozen or so Buckmaster Show contributors. He is our resident historian. Ken, how are you?
Well, I'm fine this morning.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. We've got a big birthday coming up, 241 years. Now, we have to be kind of careful about this, don't we, Ken? Because this is not like when people started living in Tucson. People have been living at the base of the A Mountain and along the Santa Cruz River for thousands of years. But this is marking when the founding by the Spanish of the Presidio of Tucson.
Yeah. Right, our first real European ventures, other than Coronado, just in tiny part of Arizona. So, but like I said, it's good to think about. We're one of the oldest places in the United States, and especially with our recent designation about gastronomy, a place for agriculture for 4,000 years.
Yeah, I mean, thousands of years people have lived in our area, and we're going to be marking, though, the birthday of the founding of the Presidio and really kind of the European settling of the area, 241 years, and that's coming up on August 20th, this week.
Well, there's actually three key events. The first one's in the evening. It used to be a long time ago at noon, and everybody melted, and now it starts at 5:30 in the evening on the 19th, this Friday, at the Presidio Museum. And this is their traditional, but it's very nice, and they'll fire the cannon, and lots of color and pageantry, but all the different flags that have flown over Tucson, and I have proclamations read. So I would sort of think of it for the person that's just starting or likes to come downtown, but maybe wants to get a little bit more of a sense of why is Tucson here today. That event is a great one on Friday evening.
I think that event at one time was even like, I know it was midday, then they moved it at one point to like 8 a.m. in the morning, and then people complained that they had missed it. So I think this might be a nice kind of time to have everybody in the late afternoon.
Right. In fact, for the old timers that are listening, they used to raise the flags at the little Vente de Gasto Park between Broadway and Congress Street. And then they moved it over to the court, a courthouse, and that was still everybody melting. And then finally they moved it over to the Presidio Museum at Church in Washington, which is a good place to have it because that's where the events really happened. And now in the evening, it makes it a very nice event.
So that's event number one at the Presidio Museum, 5:30 on the 19th. Then on the 20th, over at Mission Garden, a big birthday event.
Well, actually, if I'd be chronological, if you want to just do everything you can go to the Transportation Museum at the Depot at 11.
Okay.
And they're going to have mariachis and master ceremonies and Buffalo Soldiers and the Touring Museum and birthday cake, free birthday cake for as long as it lasts. So you could do the evening event on Friday, the morning at 11 at the Depot, and then Mission Gardens, if you really want to get it connected to our earliest Father Kino heritage and Native people, it would be the Friends of Tucson's birthplace.
How is that going, that Missions Gardens project, and where is that located for folks who are not familiar?
Well, I was just out there the other day on some other project. It's just spectacular. The last little bit of the first amount of the first wave of Rio Nuevo money, with all the problems with it, this is one of the positives about it. They were able to finish the actual compound where the original Mission Gardens was in the 1750s. And then they've replanted, and they're doing very well, a lot of heritage fruit trees and other plants from earlier times. In fact, the Friends in the Mission Garden actually sells early cuttings and all kinds of events, so you can really get a sense of our earliest agricultural tradition.
So this is nice. This is three events. Certainly the train depot, it's great to kind of remember Tucson's when the train came to town, and we've talked about this before, Ken Scoville, what a seminal point that was in our history, and of course the Presidio being, it was an Irishman who was working for the Spanish government, who really kind of, didn't he kind of survey the whole Presidio, Mr. O'Connor?
Yes, you can think of Hugo as sort of the site orientation person, just like whoever looks for new McDonald's, he was looking for new Presidio.
Uh-huh.
So they decided to challenge the Apaches more, the Spanish. They move up to this area on August 20th, designated the high ground site at what today is Church in Washington. And then the following year, 1776, soldiers would move from the Presidio at Tubac up to the Tucson, what would be Tucson area, much to the chagrin of the people living in Tubac, by the way.
A lot of Irish folks, I am of Irish descent, but a lot of, in the old days, the economic times were not good, so Irish men and women would go all over the world, wouldn't they?
Oh, yes. Yeah, obviously when there's a problem or a famine or something mm-hmm. in one part of the world, you get a migration of people seeking a better situation.
So we're 9 years now away from the 250th anniversary. I wonder if it's too early to start thinking about what do we want to do for the 250th.
Well, it would be nice, but another Tucson tradition seemingly is wait to the last moment and then, oh no, we've got to do something. So.
Yeah, we're always late to the ticket sales.
Yes.
Ken, I know you're happy with the new, and we're going to have him on the program, the new director of Tucson Museum of Art, because Jeremy Mikolazak is his name. I spelled that out phonetically.
Yeah, thank you for pronouncing it for me.
Yeah, he comes from Miami and Dade County College there. But anyway, he's really into this fixing up some of the historic structures and maintaining them on the grounds of TMA.
Yes, and doing a great effort. In fact, this month there is sort of being able to tour the Corbett House, and then there's an event coming up on August 26th of a dinner and fundraising, so people could just go to the TMA website and find out more about that, too.
All right. Ken Scoville, it's always a pleasure, and it's going to be fun. Three birthday events. I'll summarize them real quickly. 5:30 Friday at the Presidio Museum at the Train Depot the next morning on Saturday the 20th, and then the event at Mission Gardens also Saturday. Did I get that right?
You did, and the Mission Garden one, it's a fundraiser, but there's tamales, all kinds of fresh margaritas. They're going to do groundbreaking for the new education center. So that's the one I'm going to try to get to all three, but that's the one I certainly want to get to.
Okay. Do you know what time the Train Depot event is?
Well, it starts at 11, but given everything else, you ought to get there a half hour before.
Okay, Ken. Thank you very much. Always good talking with you. Ken Scoville, the historian for the Buckmaster Show, Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. What a great time of year over there. It's pretty over in that part of the country any time, but when you get all the rains we've had, that means the greening of the Gila National Forest, which is just outside of Silver City, along with the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument. And there's no shortage of great places to stay, like Bear Mountain Lodge. Check out all the many places to stay and the many things to do at southwestnewmexico.org. We do a lot of talk here. We're a talk station, but on the local end, that's pretty impressive, doing the 5 hours a day. Noon, and then we do 4 o'clock, Mike Shaw with Ray Allen, and then 3 hours of Wake Up Tucson, 6 to 9 with Christy Simone. So, I mean, there's a lot going on here, not just our fine national talk shows. I am Bill Buckmaster on behalf of my friend Ray Allen. The two of us, together, say, have a great afternoon and evening.